This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The bite of a tick changed Helena Jorgensen's life. The Danish-born economist was employed and had what she thought was good health insurance when she was subsequently diagnosed with Lyme's disease. Her experiences as a patient in the modern American healthcare system left her frustrated, thoroughly disenchanted with her insurer, and angry.
After I got sick, they started turning down pretty much every other claim I filed with them. It seems that insurance companies are taking advantage of very sick patients because they know that when you're sick, you don't really have the energy and the ability to fight claims. And of course, the sickest patients are also the ones with the highest health expenses. So it's sort of a very effective way for health insurance companies to shift costs onto patients.
And no, she doesn't believe that's accidental.
I have no proof for it, but in the case of my insurance company, it certainly seemed that before I was sick, I never had any problems with them. As soon as I got labeled as a sick patient, I started having all sorts of problems with my claims.
Now mostly recovered after several years at multiple doctors, Jorgensen has blended her professional understanding of the economics of healthcare with her personal experience as a patient in the new book, Sick and Tired. Published this week by Sausalito-based Polypoint Press, Sick and Tired offers an unsparing critical analysis of an inherently flawed system. Her book deconstructs the fee-for-service basis for medical care in this country and examines how that model is routinely abused, for example, by medical laboratories.
They often will have negotiated price deals with private insurance companies at prices much lower than you would pay if you pay out of pocket. So what they try to do is convince you that your tests are not covered by your insurance in order to get you to pay the much higher price, often seven times the price of what your insurance company would pay for them. I find that to be complete fraudulent practices, that they know you're covered, but they try to get around getting the lower price and charging you a higher price.
Jorgensen is also sharply critical of medical professionals who invest in companies related to their own practices, without ever revealing what may be a direct conflict of interest.
Investing in diagnostic laboratories, medical device companies. So, for example, there have been some cases of surgeons investing in spinal device companies where their return on their investment is determined by how many of these devices they actually use in their own practice. That's a huge problem when you're a patient.
But the worst problem, Jorgensen details, may be how for-profit health insurance as an industry is built to prosper from the suffering of their customers and disincentivized to encourage preventative care.
People don't stay with the same insurance company for very long. That means that insurance companies really have no interest in investing in long-term health of people. So investing in prevention and in screening and so on really doesn't pay for insurance companies because they are never going to reap the benefits.
As for the healthcare reform plans under discussion in Washington, Jorgensen says both Democrats and Republicans are pushing deeply flawed ideas, but extending some form of coverage to the millions who are currently uninsured would still be a step in the right direction. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.